nationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author Steve Klein sits down with the most fascinating difference makers in Dallas-Fort Worth. Hear from top CEOs, local entrepreneurs, and key playmakers in business right now with your host, Steve Klein.
Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "What you do speaks so loudly, I cannot hear what you say." Hi, I'm Steve Klein, and welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. In the studio today are three guests who speak and do loudly. Our first playmaker coordinates house cleaning to help women with cancer, while our next playmakers build strong relationships with their insurance customers. With us today is a founder of a nonprofit that has provided over $4.5 million in donated house cleanings, while our next playmakers provide unbiased advocacy throughout the insurance process. These great playmakers are Debbie Sardone. Debbie is founder of Cleaning for a Reason, and Ken Davidson and Alex Stewart, both co-founders of Eagle Insurance, and we're going to begin today's show with Ken and Alec. The Eagle Independent Insurance Agency delivers home and auto insurance solutions throughout Texas. Unlike captive agents representing a single carrier, Eagle offers insurance policies from multiple home and auto carriers, giving customers numerous options at highly competitive rates. Founded by insurance industry veterans Ken Davidson and Alec Stewart, Eagle provides unbiased advocacy throughout the insurance process, from shopping quotes to securing coverage to managing claims, all in one place. Co-founder Ken Davidson has been in the insurance industry for 16 years. As a licensed insurance agent, Ken has lived throughout Texas, giving him an in-depth perspective on the markets Eagle Insurance covers. Co-founder Alec Stewart is a native Texan with 13 years in the insurance industry as a licensed property and casualty agent and health and life agent for Texas. Ken and Alec, looking at the wrong people as we're here on the radio, thank you for being members or part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Hey, Steve, thank you for having us.
Well, with what I mentioned, you have a varied degree in the insurance industry. You've been doing it for a while. You've been in it for a number of years. What was the attraction? What got you in the insurance industry?
I'll start. My father was in the insurance industry, so I technically grew up through osmosis.
Didn't know any better.
Got out of college, and I was attracted to it for a number of reasons. First of all, assisting customers. Number two is the recurring revenue model of the actual independent insurance agency itself.
Was there something you wanted to change about that, or did you like the model that is out there?
I wanted to change really people's thoughts on the actual insurance process, and you know that they have options and give them other alternatives to the insurance buying process.
Well, as we were talking earlier before the show started, we mentioned the fact there's a lot of insurance companies, especially car insurance, being advertised on TV. So it's top of mind for a lot of people. But how did you two come together to form a partnership in developing Eagle Insurance?
Ken and I had actually worked at a large independent agency and knew that one day we wanted to go out on our own and start one together. So back in 2009, we started an agency, went out and started picking up clients and acquiring other independent insurance agencies. And so that's how we met. I decided I wanted a career in insurance for some of the same reasons Ken did, that primarily the renewable cycle of taking care of clients and being their advocate in the insurance industry is what I was looking for.
Now, this radio station is able to hit all the way up to Oklahoma and about the middle of Texas. Where are you located? How can people get a hold of you or use your services throughout Texas?
Yes, they can. We are on the internet, of course, at www.eagleinsure.com. They can go to our website, find out about our different products and insurance carriers that we represent. They can call us at 844-EAGLE-QUOTE. We are licensed, of course, to write business throughout the entire state of Texas. And whether it's home, auto, renter's insurance, umbrella insurance, we can pretty much take care of anybody's needs wherever they're located.
Well, if you open the phone book, which most people don't do these days, or go on the internet and do searches for insurance in your areas, you will have multiple pages of insurance carriers, both the majors and local agents in every city. What makes you stand out? What is different about Eagle Insurance? And by the way, their website again is eagleinsured.com to make sure you get there correctly. But what's the difference? Why is Eagle Insurance different from the rest?
Eagle Insurance is different because We have a strong focus on technology-based products in that people can quote themselves, get multiple quotes themselves real-time online. They can call us, they can email us, contact us directly as well. But we've really tried to integrate technology into the insurance buying process to make it more efficient and customer-friendly for the buyer. I agree with you 100%, whether it's TV, radio, print ads, people are being bombarded every second with insurance. And one of our obstacles is trying to get the word out about what it means to be an independent insurance agent and let people know that they have multiple options and can get multiple quotes, not only when they purchase their insurance, but also at renewal to keep their rates down.
Well, what I've noticed, especially from the TV ads for auto insurance, is they're willing to take your money. They will do anything they can to get you as a customer. The bottom line is, how do you take care of me? That's really customer service. I work on that with my clients. And you were mentioning that, Ken, we were talking earlier about what you do, because I had a problem with my agent when I had a fire. My home didn't get the service I should have. Talk a little bit about what you do for your clients, or either of you talk about what you do for your clients in terms of the service that you give, because I firmly believe, regardless of price, higher or lower or the same, it's the follow-up, it's the care you give your customers that really sets you apart.
Well, great point, Steve. I think what everybody needs to realize, first of all, is what are you paying for? What do you have?
Good question.
You're essentially paying for claim service and service throughout, whether you're buying a new car and you need to add a new vehicle or whatever it is. So with Eagle Independent Insurance Agency, we're not done with our client at the point of sale. We are in the retention, business. We want to have a relationship. We're looking for career clients, not customers. So whether we quote the business for you, we give you multiple options so that you can make an informed decision on what insurance policy best suits you.
Part of what you're doing, because you're independent, you can go to all these other carriers.
Exactly.
And you can offer those to your clients.
That's correct. We're not married to any one carrier. We have great relationships with some of the national brands that are all AM Best financially, rated with very high strength. But we do the service so we can help you find the best quote that's custom tailored to your specific needs, no two, insurance risk or alike. But then we're with you for the whole process. When your policy comes up for renewal, perhaps one insurance company's, your rates have increased, we're your advocate. We can then go to any of our other carriers. We can shop it. We can find you, comprehensive, coverage, save you a little bit of money. And then if you have a claim, we're there to service you. I mean, we're not there just to, hey, thank you very much for here, give me a check, and go on down the road.
And quite honestly, the independent insurance agency model is the best kept secret in insurance. Between the captive carriers who have agents that can only provide one quote, or going direct, calling a 1-800 number to only get one quote, from the beginning to the end, whether it's a claim or billing or any kind of service issue, we not only represent over 25 carriers and are able to get multiple quotes. When you have any kind of questions or any kind of issues, we want that phone call. If you have a claim, we want that phone call. We're your agent. We're your advocate, and we want to take care of any issues you have, not only on the quoting marketing side to keep your rates down, but also with any items you may need. I think most people are tired of the insurance hassle, and having an insurance professional that takes care of all their insurance needs for them is something that we believe that people will value and want to give a try.
State Farm has one of the best ads out there where they actually call the agent. The agent pops up immediately. Where there's one that the fellow's on the phone, he gets the picture of his mother and the grandmother, where there she says, Jimmy, we're about number six in line to get out. So for all intents and purposes, should there be a problem, should there be a claim, they call you directly to get you immediately, and you're their intermediary between them and the major carrier.
That's correct.
So in other words, if I see an ad for auto insurance, home insurance on TV, rather than calling that company directly, I can call 1-844-EAGLE-QUOTE, and for all intents and purposes, you can either help me with that company or help me understand which company I should be working with.
That's exactly right.
Okay. Absolutely. I mean, it's part of what we do. The first step in the process is evaluating your current coverages and seeing if there are any gaps, any issues, if your pricing is out of line, if anything's incorrect. And then we go out and get you multiple quotes. And we review those with you, try to help you, make an informed decision on what best fits your needs. If we are able to win your business, every year at renewal, we do the same thing. We shop your business again with all of our carriers to keep your rates low. So year on year on year, You know, on average, we save people anywhere from 10 to 25%. It all depends on their personal circumstances, but we're able to save quite a bit of money and keep those rates down. But the main issue is that people don't have to deal with the insurance hassle. You know, we're a one-stop shop. If they contact us, we take care of the entire process. We don't just give you quotes and then you have to go follow up with carriers to make sure they're finalized and get the correct number or anything like that. We're not a comparative rater. And in addition, we represent, as I said, 25 carriers. And so if you do have a claim, we can advocate for you. We can get in there, help you work through the entire process of the claim to make sure it gets paid, and then turn around. And if your rates go up with one carrier, shop them with all the carriers and make a move at renewal.
I'm looking at your website right now, which is eagleinsure.com, and I'm seeing flip through some of the different carriers you have, and anybody would recognize those names. Here's a question I want to ask you that most people, when they're thinking of independent agents, are confused about. If I purchase my insurance from that major carrier, is that going to be the same price I would pay with an independent agent?
Yes.
Or is it different?
It would be the same.
So in other words, by going to you and purchase from you, there'd be the exact same price, plus getting a lot more service and getting access to you, and if I need to, also access from that major too.
Exactly.
So it's covering in both ways. So, again, tell everybody what that website is, because everything is on there as I'm looking at it.
It is www.eagleinsured.com, and our phone number is 844-EAGLE-QUOTE. We'd be happy to communicate with you via email or by phone at any time. And you can also go on to the website and actually get real-time quotes yourself as well. So we'd love, you know, if nothing else, give that a try and kind of see what the rates look like. But to your point, you're exactly correct. Most people think that by using an insurance agent, an insurance professional, that they're going to be paying some kind of higher rate or higher premium for that. The reality is that the insurance carriers that we work with want to use agents. They want us to advocate for them. They want somebody to handle any issues that pop up rather than getting those phone calls.
So, it saves them a tremendous amount of time, too.
Saves them a tremendous amount of time, and they value us. I mean, the insurance carriers, we have a very strong relationship with them. They want us working for their clients and actually bringing in new business as well.
Well, we have two excellent advocates of the insurance industry here. Ken, Alec, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Hey, Steve, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Again, we have Ken Davidson and Alec Stewart, who are co-founders of Eagle Insurance. And again, their website is eagleinsured.com. You can also go to 1-844, and I believe it is
Eagle Quote.
Eagle Quote. Thank you very much for being with us. Stay with us. We have more. We're going to talk to America's top cleaning expert. We're going to talk to Debbie Sardone. She is president of her own cleaning company and founder of a company called Cleaning for a Reason, where they help women that have cancer get their homes cleaned for free. Stay with us. Be back right after this.
Operation Kindness is the oldest and largest no-kill animal shelter here in North Texas. Each day, its staff and volunteers care for an average of 300 homeless dogs and cats in its shelter in Carrollton, plus 100 more animals living in foster homes throughout the Metroplex. Learn how you can adopt, donate, or volunteer with this nonprofit group by visiting their website at operationkindness.org or by calling 972-418-7297. operationkindness.org.
Their names are Vivian, Bryce, Zoe, and Joshua, ages 5 to 12. They are part of a very exclusive club that neither they nor their families want to belong. They've all been diagnosed with some form of pediatric cancer. Each year in DFW, hundreds of families hear the dreaded words, "Your child has cancer." Wipe Out Kids Cancer helps families cope and support researchers looking for a cure. Our mission is simple: to work relentlessly for the day when all children are living cancer-free. Learn more at wokc.org.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. As I mentioned before the break, we're going to speak with America's top cleaning expert. Her name is Debbie Sardone. She is president of SpeedCleaning.com and the founder of Cleaning for a Reason, Known as America's top cleaning expert, Debbie Sardone has been cleaning up for a living for over 30 years. Debbie owns Buckets and Bows Maid Service in Louisville and has launched five successful businesses, including a global consulting business. Her business advice focuses on creating a business that runs without you. Debbie's nationally acclaimed nonprofit Cleaning for a Reason has helped thousands of women with cancer receive free cleaning services while undergoing cancer treatments in the United States and Canada. To date, Cleaning for a Reason has provided more than 17,000 cleanings for women with cancer with a value of more than $4.5 million in donated cleanings and partnered with over 1,100 maid services. Fantastic. Debbie, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Well, you've been in the cleaning business now for over 30 years. That's a long time. What started you on that journey?
Well, when I had my first baby, I quit work and I needed some fun money. So I just started cleaning houses.
Fun money?
Fun money. I started cleaning houses out of the trunk of my car. And then 8 years later, I had one of the largest maid services in the country with over $1 million in sales and 40 employees and several hundred customers.
Well, what happened in those 8 years? How did it go from working out of the trunk to having over $1 million business? What went through your mind in terms of how you made this happen?
A lot of trial and error. You got to remember, that was back before Google, before the internet. If you wanted to learn something about cleaning, you went to the library, which a lot of people don't even know what that is anymore. You couldn't Google anything. And so really in the beginning, it was just trial and error. I was creating processes and learning systems of cleaning and, of course, learning business as much as I possibly could.
Well, did you ever imagine your business would grow this big from the trunk of your car?
I had no idea. I really had no aspirations of a big business. I really just wanted to create additional income. My husband was a police officer at the time, and I was a stay-at-home mom. I was just trying to create additional income. And I didn't have big goals. I had no idea it would grow so fast and so well. And I even tried to get a business loan just in my own name, and I didn't want my husband to co-sign at a bank. And they wouldn't give me the loan because they said my husband would have to co-sign. And I said, well, that's okay. I guess I'll just figure it out on my own. I wanted to use that loan to buy some training materials. And they turned me down for the loan. And several years later, I went into the bank, and I said, have you been looking at my deposits? And by that time, he was the bank president. And he chuckled. We had a good relationship. It wasn't hostile, but he chuckled and he said, I sure have. I said, we grossed $1 million this year. And he looked at me and he smiled. I could tell he was proud, but he said, I guess we should have given you that loan. And I said, I guess I didn't need it.
Our 2020 hindsight, but what's interesting is sometimes when people start a business, they don't know what they're doing. And being naive is probably better than knowing everything going into it because you just made it happen as you went along. But I'm going to talk a little bit about your speedcleaning.com and talk about that business. Then we're going to talk about Cleaning for a Reason, which is most important. But talk a little bit about speedcleaning.com and, what's it all about?
Well, my whole world is cleaning. I mean, you mentioned dust and toilets, and I'm right there.
I'm afraid to have you come over to my
It's
my
a scary thing.
Office.
A lot of people think that, but you should see my house right now. But in my business in the early days, I started using some products. This was way back before green cleaning was a trend. And I started using these products that were green and all natural because, of course, I was exposed to cleaners all day long. And I found some products that were incredibly tough, yet non-toxic. And so I used those products for years. And the man that developed the products wrote a book called Speed Cleaning. And I used his book as the Bible to train all of my employees over the years. Fast forward 20 years later, I met him at a conference. We became friends, colleagues, became business associates. And when he was ready to retire, he said, do you want to buy my business? And my husband and I said, yes. And we now carry and manufacture these green cleaning products that I've used in my own company for 20 years. And I absolutely love them. So
Which
we have a passion.
They can purchase those even though they don't use your cleaning service.
Exactly. And we have people all over the country and literally all over the world purchasing from speedcleaning.com because the products are so superior.
Well, you were rather naive getting your business going, but you were also rather naive starting your nonprofit, too. Is something you were talking about at a meeting, and it built from there. So talk a little bit how speed cleaning moved you into Cleaning for Reason, your nonprofit?
Well, I started a consulting business over 5 years ago, probably 7 or 8 years ago now, and I work with cleaning business owners all over the country to help them grow their business and to make a profit and to gain some quality of life. And I was speaking at a conference one day, and I shared with them my own personal experience of giving away free house cleaning to women who are battling cancer in my own community. And I was amazed at how many maid service owners came up to me after my talk and said, I want to do that too. I want to help women in my community. How do you screen them? How do you find these women? How do you keep people from abusing your generosity? And I realized that day I could take this company policy and take it outside of my own backyard in the Dallas Metroplex and take it nationwide. So I formed a nonprofit and started recruiting maid services all over the country. And that was in 2006, and now we have nearly 1,200 maid services in all 50 states helping women all over the country just by cleaning their home for free while they're undergoing treatment for cancer.
And we were talking ahead of time about having a process for cleaning a home, which you have to have, but you also have a process for putting that that nonprofit together in terms of finding, screening women for that. Was that something you developed, or that happened over time as far as how to find the women and make sure that they weren't taking advantage of you?
Well, my business philosophy is to keep everything simple, because I'm a pretty simple gal. And so I always believe that I would keep things simple in the nonprofit, just like I do in business, and then it would be more successful. And so we have at cleaningforreason.org. Women can go on and apply. We only screen them for legitimacy. We simply ask that they provide a doctor's note that says they're currently undergoing treatment for cancer, and it's any type of cancer. It's not for breast cancer. We don't try to screen them financially or any other means. We keep it simple. We're just there to help these women who really, during the fight of their life, this will mean so much, just to walk in the door to a freshly cleaned home.
Never having had cancer, I've never gone through that, but my guess is when someone's going through cancer treatment, they're weakened tremendously. And the last thing they want to do is clean their home. They just don't have the energy for that, because they really don't need to do that if it's not that dirty. But along comes Cleaning for a Reason, and their home can be clean. So what should someone, a woman with cancer, do to find out more about this to potentially have her home cleaned?
It's really simple. Go to cleaningforreason.org, and if you're the woman battling cancer, you can apply. But if it's someone in your life, your mother, your sister, your neighbor, you can apply for them as well. So it's very simple. Just go and click on the tab, Cancer Patient, and fill out the online inquiry form.
It makes it very simple. Where are you spending most of your time? We're talking about all your businesses, but where do you spend most of your time? Is it with your business? Is it with Cleaning for a Reason, which you're passionate about? Where are you spending most of your time now?
Well, I do spread myself between the businesses. I take a few hours each week, and I will visit the maid service and review numbers and challenges with the office manager. And about every other week, I spend a couple of hours reviewing processes with the foundation. And, of course, I get to do business consulting from my home, since most of it's over the phone. So basically, I just, you know, spread myself between all of the businesses, a few hours here, a few hours there. But the key is having really great people in place to manage the day-to-day activities, which I am not involved in.
I was listening between the lines, and that's what I heard, too. There's no way that you could do this if you didn't have good people in place to do these things for you. I looked on your cleaningforreason.org, and there's information about it, and you have your staff on there, too, and you apparently have a good staff for your cleaning business. Well, you have five businesses. We talked a little about that. You must be extremely organized, or you learned how to become very organized, or you have people to help organize you. So talk about how you can handle all those.
Well,
and what some of those other businesses are, because you have some other businesses that are rather unique.
Well, I wish I were more organized. And you know, you never feel like you're organized enough. But I do think the key to running several businesses is to have processes in place. Keep those processes simple so that they can be duplicated by other people besides the owner, and then monitor those processes to make sure they don't fall by the wayside, and monitor the financials and stay in touch with your staff. Have regular meetings. Keep motivating them to care the way they did when they first took on the task. And so, you know, some of those things I believe are really at the root of having several businesses run without the owner being involved in the day-to-day activities.
Well, you have another unique business that has nothing to do with cleaning. What is that?
Maybe all this cleaning drove me to this business, but we, about a year and a half ago, we bought a franchise, and that franchise is Wine Styles, and it's a beautiful little wine boutique in Flower Mound, and we have wine club members and wine tastings every Friday night, and my kids are grown, my husband and I are having a blast. It's an absolutely fun business, and it has nothing to do with tubs, toilets, and dust.
Well, my guess is if they've walked in there, they'd probably see a very clean operation, if nothing else.
Usually, yes.
Again, where should anybody that wants to find out about your businesses? You have a couple of different websites. Go ahead and tell us what those are.
Yeah, if you visit DebbieSardone.com, of course, you'll be able to find all of our businesses, or SpeedCleaning.com, and you'll see links to the foundation and my consulting opportunities. So those two are probably the best places to find everything else.
And Debbie is D-E-B-B-I-E, and Sardone is S-A-R-D-O-N-E. How about your Wine Styles Wine and Gifts Boutique? Where's that located?
That's in Flower Mound, and it's at winestylesflowermound.com.
Yeah, that's a way to find that, too. And then, obviously, cleaning for a reason. Should someone have somebody that they know that needs to have cleaning service for a woman, or it's a woman that is going through cancer treatment right now, they can get a hold of that. Also, you said you were looking for maid services.
Yes.
Is this any particular area, or is this all over the United States and Canada?
All over the country. If you can just imagine, there are millions of women out there that could use this service, but we only have 1,200 maid services that are in the program. So it sounds like a lot, but when you realize how great the need is, we need every maid service in America to decide, well, this is a no-brainer. I want to donate through Cleaning for a Reason. So if you own a maid service or you use a maid service, please consider being a part of Cleaning for a Reason.
And I noticed in your information, a maid service only takes on two at a time, so this doesn't monopolize all their cleaning business either.
Exactly. We don't want it to become a burden on any business. And some of the larger services will take on more than two patients at a time, but they don't have to. They're never obligated. We simply ask that they accept two cancer patients a month.
Well, Debbie, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
And for having Cleaning for a Reason, cleaningforreason.org, or you can go to our website and get more information about Debbie and her businesses, too. Thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show. Great show today. Join us again at playmakerstalkshow.com, where you can get all of our replays and past episodes. That's playmakerstalkshow.com. And we're going to be back next week with more Playmakers. See you then.
Who will Steve be interviewing next? Find out on Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein every Friday afternoon at 3 on 770 KAAM. Hear this interview again by going to Steve's website, playmakerstalkshow.com.